Ooh, Jesus, we're gonna get this right.
She don't be working it, y'all. She ain't working it trying to talk no ways. Like,
we are so- we're sorry.
Responsibilities.
Oh, all right.
Hey, y'all. Always sisters, always friends. We here. We are
hello, back. Hello.
We are back. We are back. Listen, I am Latrice Bartley. This is my big sis, Celeste Bolden. We are here to serve you. We are so excited to be happy. And listen, this has just been fun. We were talking
about it. Has been fun. It's been very fun.
This is fun.
Now, I'm not all things talking on social media to the world wide web. I am not.
Yes. Like, I'm so proud of right now, y'all. So if you have maybe just you watching a replay, you can type replay on YouTube, whatever, Facebook. But we are here to encourage you. We want you to know that we have created a safe place of grace. Get your mug, get your journal. We have been going in. The first episode, we talked about what help meet is. We've talked about the Holy Spirit. Now today, as they say, T-U-H. We are going into intro just a little bit. She laughing at me. Of a woman of influence. It is a power-packed subject. So today is going to be a little bit shorter because we're going to just intro it for you. We really want you to get this, and it may honestly break up into three. But here is what we want to tell you. Influence is powerful. And so I'm jumping right in. I always say, listen, enjoy this episode, but go back. If this is your first time, go back and get one, because we don't want to rehash, but go back and catch up with us. But we've created this safe place of grace because we understand as wise, we've struggled alone. We've struggled in silence. Thankfully, I can say, and I think Celeste can say, but we want to be this for other women. We really did have people that, I know I did have people that really prepared me as a single going into marriage. I don't know that anyone can fully prepare you, but I really did have, if I could say, women that were mentors and that, you know, gave me a little bit. And so I didn't go in ignorant, but I did go in with a little bit of a fairy tale mind. And so we want to be that. We want to be a safe place because we understand that marriage is hard. We understand that sometimes it's sensitive, right? You don't want to talk to anyone. You need help. You don't know where to go, who to trust. You don't want to uncover your mate. And so we get that this place is an opportunity to talk about all things marriage, motherhood, wifing it, just being a woman. And that's why today's topic is so important. It's not just a wife of influence, it's a woman of influence. And one of the ways you can influence is in your home, but you should have an influence in the community, in your job, everywhere, right, sis?
Yes, yes. And I just want to say too, like maybe if your story wasn't like Latrice's, but more like mine, where I didn't necessarily grow up in a home where I saw the marriage relationship from a godly perspective initially. I didn't grow up like that. So there are a lot of things that I saw that I brought into my marriage that it wasn't healthy, just ways of thinking. Just my mentality about it. And although I was raised in the church and there were good things that I heard, you know, but you don't really learn things until you have to apply them. That's when you kind of really learn. And so, but I'm grateful that I, at this stage in my life, and as I begin to understand my influence, I do have people in my life now that I can look at or that I can lean on or depend on to help guide me to Jesus, because that's really, you know, what it's all about. Them guiding me, not just telling me their opinion, but guiding me to Jesus, who is really our example of what influence should look like, which is what we're going to dive into as we talk about a woman of influence.
Yeah. And so we're going to just start off, right, because we, like I said, we want to intro it. What is influence? We're in an age where you know, we have all the influencers. Everybody isn't a deemed quote unquote influencer. Mm-hmm. Influence by definition is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something. It is the power of or capacity of causing an effect indirect the power or capacity of causing an effect in an indirect or intangible way. Mm-hmm. Think about that. You can have an effect on the character and the development. And so when you even understand how powerful that definition is, it makes you want to be cautious, right? We don't want to just get on social media and just do all the things. We see good influencers. Everything's not bad. We have some that's influencing you on how to make your house more organized, how to do all the things. But we have so much where we're being led by social media, and that's right. Where we're getting our influence. So we're judging ourselves, which the word of God reminds us is not wise, by what we see, because we're being influenced by the woman that is, you know, doing all the things on there, but you don't know her whole house is a whole mess behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. So today we want you to really be mindful that influence is powerful. And we started out last episode, and we want to say it again. Everything we said is geared to a kingdom woman. It does not mean that that's where you have to be sitting right now, because we wasn't there.
Nope.
You know, we gave our life to the Lord young, but the reality is, as we transparently say, we was a hot mess.
Hot mess.
And after. Okay.
Hot.
And the Holy Spirit, through that sanctification process that you have to be willing to yield to, got us right. And so when we think about how powerful influence is, and the first thing that came to my mind that I was sharing with Celeste was impact. Though they're very synonymous, when you think about influence, there's an impact that comes with that. So off the bat, thinking of you, what is the impact? Not that you think, you bring, what would others say?
Mm-hmm.
What would your children say?
Mm-hmm.
What would your husband say? What would your employer say?
Right.
You know, because we think highly of each other. What would they say?
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. And so we want you to know that when we are approaching this topic of a woman's influence, to us, it was a no-brainer. Christ is our perfect example.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is our perfect example, because everywhere Jesus went, he influenced others and he left a powerful impact. Jesus touched the untouchable. He regulated minds. He healed. Listen, go ahead.
No, I was just going to, I was chiming in. He healed the lame. Like he, there were so many things. If you, and I think I said this in one of the other episodes, if you read and want to know the life of Jesus and all the things that he did, all of the things that he influenced, go and read in John. That's a perfect place to start to see like all of the things that he did. And guess what? He came to do those things, right? God created us. He created us to influence.
Yeah.
And if you go and read in Genesis, the woman, now that's the, we're going to talk more about this, but that's the influence you don't want to have. That's the influence you don't want to have. But that just shows you how powerful our influence is. And so when we have Christ in our lives and he is our perfect example, we want to be the influence like Jesus was. We want to influence like what he did. No, we might not be healing people, you know, and doing those particular things that he did, but our character and how we influence people, you know, how when people come into our presence, how are we going to leave them? How are we going to leave them? Are they, when they leave our presence, are they even more depressed? You know, are they even more gossipy? Are they even more like, oh my God, I don't ever want her to come back in my presence again? Because, you know, what kind of spirit do you have? So yeah. It's important. And Latrice started off by saying influence is powerful. So the question is, what kind of influencer do you want to be?
Yes. Yes. And that's what we want to challenge you. What kind of influencer do you want to be? Because the reality is, we're going to just jump here. You know, again, from a wife perspective, you have influence. Mm-hmm. We talked on the first episode, you have a seat at the table. Help meet was created for you. That was your role as support. That was your role to undergird him. Listen, we're in the same. You're not inferior. You're at the table. But now that you're there, what's the influence you
have? What are you doing?
How are you showing up for your spouse? How are you covering them? What is your influence? It don't matter what he's doing. He's not the head. And you know what I'm saying? He's the head, but there's one that sits above him.
That right.
That works with you. Right. And so, yeah, you see what you see, but then what is your influence doing? Because you can change and shift atmospheres if you and the Holy Spirit are the majority. If you're working with your supernatural, you're at the table.
Right.
So there's a way that you can bring a presence in your home. You set the atmosphere, or is your influence erratic? Are you like the crazy person that go messing with their air all day long? They go have a high bill. It's 80, it's 7, it's 6. No, you want to say, is that you? Can your spouse look to you? You know what I'm saying? And there's a way that even when things go wrong, we shared that the other week that you can cause them to like rethink, because it's just your presence, how you reacted, how you responded.
Mm-hmm.
Takes the Holy Spirit, right? And so let's just put a powerful question. What kind of influencer do you want to be? Do you want to be the one that's got it all together? You're masked, hair is cute, lashes is curled, everything is good. You're on social media, you got the pictures, you and him, y'all traveling, but you know the papers are signed, y'all been separated for 4 years.
Right.
You want to do that work? Or how about you come off of social media, unmask, and let God deal with the real you?
Yes, 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 yes.
And so we want to really, come on, strip, because God needs us to, we have a seat at the table. Now use it. He's calling us to begin to, we need our mothers and our wives to begin to take their place in the home. Don't minimize that. Oh, I'm a doctorate out of it. Don't matter. You can lead teams. You can climb the wall. But for your children to be lost, for your husband to not have nothing good to say about you, but in the streets, you know, in the community, you know, that's not the influence that God has even required us.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I wanted to add, too, and I think, and we're going to get into this in the coming weeks as we uncover or peel back the layers of influence. You know, when I ask the question, what kind of influencer do you want to be? There is a difference between being an influencer and manipulation. And we're going to talk about that, because manipulation is a form of witchcraft. And so for those of you who think that your influence is because you're trying to get him to do something or not to do something, maybe you're withholding yourself, you know. And come on, let's just be real. You know, maybe you're saying, oh, well, you know, I'm not giving him, you know, not tonight, because he did this, that, and the other thing, because I ain't feeling it, or blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, you're trying to get him to do something, and so you're withholding so that you can try to persuade him to do whatever it is that you're trying to get him to do, because you're withholding. That's not godly. That's actually manipulation. That is witchcraft, and God is not pleased with that. So we don't want to get into trickery and sorcery and all those types of things to try to get our husbands or even our kids.
And even doing it on social media through your business. Because we said, what kind of influencer do you want to be?
All the way around, as a whole person.
You manipulate. You don't tell all of the truth. It doesn't matter what they see. He sees.
Mm-hmm.
Your character is who you are. Integrity is who you are when no one else
is watching.
Mm-hmm. And so we want to be reminded that all of that goes into influence. And that's powerful what Celeste just said. You want to make sure, are you manipulative to your clients? Are you manipulative to the team that you lead to get what you want? Or you kind of deal with people. I know I can deal with her, and then she'll do. Don't worry about it, girl. I'll get that, because I can do. So you've already kind of crafted a plan how to use someone to your advantage.
Yes, yes. That's not Christ-like.
Mm-mm. It's not.
Oh.
And we have to be. And let me tell you something. Let me be very transparent for the woman. We not coming hard. We always say we like to be transparent. I was that. I was that in a season of my life. And I'm going to give you a simple example that might hit home for some of y'all. I remember there was a season I was just busy, real, real busy. And I would call my mother-in-law And I would say, oh, you know, I would call. And then during that time, there was a lot going on. And let's be honest, it's my mother-in-law. I love her to death. She'll do anything for me. But I would call her when it was like, hey, mother. Okay. Can you keep the kids? Da, 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 da. Yes. Okay. Or the day before, I would lead up, call her, check in, how you doing? Because I knew the next day
I needed to want something.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. One day in prayer, the Holy Spirit said, that's witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Y'all, that thing broke me. I started crying. The Lord said, you only call her when that's unfair to her. Yeah. You lead up, you kind of wet the water, right? And then you drop. That's not, your intentions are right. You're not really calling her to see how she's doing. You, and it was the way that I was doing it. That thing bothered me so bad. And I called her, I apologized. And I wanted to make sure that I was intentional. And so I'm using that to share. Mm-hmm.
With Celeste. That's good. That's good, sis.
Things in how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
The motive behind
it. The motive.
Not mm-hmm. that we all don't have last minute thing. But the reality is you calling, not even because you really want to talk to them. It's like, let me just see what she's doing because I'm about to call Lamar to tell her to keep it. That's being manipulative. Yeah. You have there's another motive than to just say, mother, you know what? Something came up at the last minute and the Lord dealt with me. And when I tell you, I even told my husband, I said, I called and apologized. I said, I'm so sorry. And I made sure that I put it. No, if it's good enough to call her when you check on her outside of that. And I normally do. But in that season, God, just what Celeste said. So yeah. We have to look in even the smallest
small things. Yep. And that's how, and really that's how the enemy gets hand, you know, because we think, you know, it's the little no harm things that we think, oh, it's just this. Oh, it's just her. Oh, she'll just do anything for me. Well, are you doing it so that only that when you get ready to call her, she can do it back for you or to you? Or are you doing it out of the kindness and of your heart and you want to help? Like, all of that is wrapped up in manipulation, you know, and we have to be really, really careful with that, you know, and the motives when we do things for people or even expecting somebody to do it for us. Because, you know, if it were me, I would do this and that. So because she didn't draw, I called her or I called him or I called my friend. And I would always have her back and show up. And so I called her and she didn't drop her. Well, what was the reason that you helped her in the first place?
That part. You know?
Because if the truth of the matter is, if she can't help in that way, I'm sure there's something else that'll come up where she'll be able to help you. So we have to really think about, you know, how we think about people in that way. Talking about the power of influence.
And Celeste said it, and this is, we're not going all the way in, but we want you to think just what she asked. What kind of influencer do you want to be? Because whether you know it or not, you have influence whether you're using it or not. And we're not going to even dig into Eve right now. Yeah. But let's be clear that the enemy was very tactical. He knew what he was doing. There was a reason he didn't go to Adam first.
Mm-hmm.
He knew. There was a whole, so we must know that how we use our influence, God is looking. Our core scripture in this is Proverbs 31 and 30. And here's the thing. We already said a couple of episodes ago, we're coming out of the Amplified and really focused on 30, which says charm and grace are deceptive and superficial beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, reverently worshiping, obeying, serving, and trusting him with all felt respect, she shall be praised. And here's the thing. Many people fear or roll their eyes at the Proverbs 31:30, you know, that chapter woman, because they like, this ain't realistic. Okay, I beg to differ. There's nothing in the word of God that does not apply to us.
That's right.
But what we have to recognize is that woman had influence in seasons. She wasn't doing that all in the month of October. Those were seasons in her life. And that is even scripture, because here is the other thing. Psalm 1 through 3, it says, oh, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. And here's what happens. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit. Each season, their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. So when we look at the Proverbs 31:30, it's not trying to do all the things as we already said. It's right. doing the thing that God has said. She was influential in her home. She was influenced in real estate. She had influence outside of the home. She right. was, but it started in 30. She was a woman that looked to God, that had, she worshiped, she obeyed,
yep.
she served and trust him. And so he guided her in every season. And so when we keep Christ as the center of our life and we desire to surrender to his will, his way, we will be like those women that are planted in our home. We will have influence in the marketplace. We will have influence in our ministry, in community, we will have influence. God has called us to shine. We are at the table.
Yes.
But how are you using it? Are, mm-hmm. is your influence to be petty? Is it to cuss your husband out? Are you a whole tyrant in your home? Your children don't even know what kindness look like?
Mm-hmm.
No, our influence should be the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
That Christ-like attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am so excited about this particular subject of influence because, you know, because that's who God made us to be for his purposes. Like, we should be excited that he sees us that way. Right. Because that's who he made us to be. He made us to be influencers. But again, you know, what kind of influencer are you? You know, we don't want to be manipulative and all of the negative things, but we want to be positive influencers in our home and in our workplace. So I am looking forward to diving into this subject, and I hope you're looking forward to hearing it. You know, as we always say, you know, when you come to this table, when you come to this space, bring your journals, bring your pens and your pencils, bring your tea, bring your cookies, whatever it is. But we want you to come and be ready to receive what we have to share with you.
Yeah. Because we want you to know, again, we get that the struggle is real. But y'all, can we just say, let me just go here. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. And we're so distracted. We're doing all the things.
Yeah.
And we have to keep the main thing the main thing. And so when we're talking about this influence, as we are in a couple of weeks, that's what it comes down to. We're trying to encourage you as wives, as women of God, as moms, to keep the main thing, the main thing. Your influence is needed with your children right now. They're being attacked. They're suicidal. They're fragile. They can't handle much. Your husband may be borderline crazy in your eyes, but you have to understand by the word of God what God has called the men to do. And so they are attacked. The enemy was after them from birth.
Oh, yeah.
So your influence is needed to pray and cover him.
Yeah.
So we want you to leave. And here is your homework. Psalms 1:1-3. We want you to meditate on that. When we say meditate, is read it. Read it every day. Get to the point where you can write it. Listen, I'm serious. That may not come in 1 week, but we want you to read it. Proverbs 31:30. Pray through it. Pray through it. What does that look like? God, I don't want to just be beautiful on the outside. I understand that charm and grace are deceptive. I don't want supervision, but I want to be a woman that references you, that references you. I want to be a woman that worships, hears, and obeys you. Begin to pray it. Let this thing soak in so that as we begin to go more and more into influence, God, the Holy Spirit is preparing your heart to receive what we said.
Yeah. And one more thing along with that prayer, in addition to the prayer, ask him to reveal it to you. You know, maybe something's not coming to your mind right away, you know, because the truth of the matter is maybe you are a woman that, you know, you're trying your best to live according to godly principles or whatever, you know, but sometimes they're like we said before, it's those small things. So ask him to reveal to you, you know, something that you might be doing that could be perceived as, you know, a ungodly influence or an influence that's not, you know, Christ-like. And he'll do it so that you can lay that at his feet as well and be ready to make a change when he reveals it to you. Be ready to take action because he will show you. Yep. Yep. He will.
He will show you. So today is a little bit shorter episode because we really had to just intro it because we can't get, we don't want to get We want to give you the full of the next one. So study those Proverbs 31 and 30. Remember again, let the Holy Spirit help you. We talked about this. Console them. Ask him. Begin to ask him now, okay, to show you. And then again, if you want to email us, if you have any questions, anything you want to hear, we're going to keep putting that up there. We want you to know this is the place that you can email us private. And any prayer requests, anything that you want to say, we're here for you because y'all already know what? This is your safe place.
A place of grace.
A place of grace where we get to become, where we get to let our hair down, where we get to be transparent because God wants to use us. So with that, what you got, sis? That's it?
That's it. Looking forward to this topic. Looking forward to seeing you. Looking forward to you joining us in the coming weeks.
Bye.
See you later.